Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the current season of Big Brother from a sister and brother's point of view. I'm Sister Kay.
I'm Lori.
And I'm Mark.
And welcome to this episode. Let's get started. Hello, Lori and Mark. Welcome back.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Chilled after this past week, but okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's been a couple of weeks since we had a Sister Speak Big Brother, and since we've talked and podcasted about the goings-on in the Big Brother house, and what do we think about, can we kind of direct the conversation at the beginning to Kalia's week as HOH in the house, because I know it's been a couple of weeks, and we never discussed that. I think the last time we were talking, Rachel was HOH last, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
So we kind of missed the week of Danielle being HOH and Kalia being right neck and neck up there with her on the HOH endurance competition. And then we need to talk about Kalia's week as HOH.
Okay.
So where do we want to start?
I guess we can start where we left off, I guess. Just to, you know, get to the
meat of it.
Yeah. Cause,
you know, I wasn't mad at Danielle for winning that HOH. I kind of wanted that because we had started seeing cracks in the alliance with the vets. Because
yeah.
Danielle was really trying to align herself with Dominic. And when she realized that the vets were going to go after Dominic, that's when she kind of changed her tune a little bit and started being more with the newbies, which I was okay with because I was tired of the reign of the vets.
Exactly. I was too.
But in doing that, she kind of protested a little bit too much that week that Rachel was HOH or the second time that Rachel was HOH. And she really kind of put a target and made them realize, oh, Dominic's important to her. We might need to get him out. And that's exactly what they did. They got him out. Then we see her and Kalia up and Shelly and most of the girls really up on the ski HOH competition where Kalia and Danielle were the last one standing. What did you think about everyone cheering for everyone else besides them two?
Are you asking me or asking Laura?
Both of y'all.
It was blatant that they wanted them two gone. It's like the whole house was against those two. But when they get down to those two, I was like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. It's a change. It's finally come, and it's mm-hmm. about to go down. I just like, I don't care which one of them gets it, but it's about to go down.
I was quite upset for a good 10 minutes because up until that point, of course, it had been nothing but veterans. I was really hoping that Kalia would have won that endurance competition. So when she didn't win, I had to think about it for a second because they were really it was really getting on my nerves. I thought, okay, all right, we'll go with Danielle and we'll see what happens. But at the same time, I'm considering what happened later on. I'm kind of glad that she didn't win the competition.
Yeah, because I was I just felt that she was feeling what everybody else was feeling, and I just knew she was gonna do right in her HOH reign, and just make some moves in the house. Because I mean, seriously, think about it. If they had shook that house up, it'd have been a pretty boring season so far.
Yeah, it would have been, or it was. You know, it was starting to get boring with them winning three in a row.
And knocking out, like, I mean, they were knocking out their competitors. And also, the competitors, not competitors, but the newbies were just laying down, as we always say, just laying down. And, like, I was really upset with Dominic that week during Rachel's second HOH because he pretty much gave up. He gave up, and then he oversold himself. And then he just lost it. He had a good game going until, I don't know I guess about saying that when he went and told Shelly what was going on, that's where he messed up at.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too, because Shelly, as they didn't realize, she's been going back and telling everything, which I don't understand. I really don't understand Shelly at all.
Like I said in my blog post this past week, Shelly is nothing but a Big Brother version of Glee's Sue Sylvester. The only thing she's missing is the snark and a tracksuit. She is in everybody's business. I mean, she when she finds out something, she's not going to let it go. And it's just, it's to me, if I was, I'm like, what's up with Shelly? Everybody's going after the vets versus the newbies, but what's up with Shelly? What's going on with her? You know, because she just, I don't know. Like you said, she's just a wild card and needs to be eliminated, in my personal opinion.
I agree with you. She's, from the beginning, well, really, Kalia and Shelly were the ones that messed up the whole game plan from the beginning. And I don't understand why. I don't understand why they thought going with the veterans when they have the numbers would help them at all.
Exactly. And see, you can't even put that on. Like, people can't even mention Portia no more. She was just one. She was like Evil Dick's spot. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, then y'all got one bag, though, but we still got the numbers. Shelly, again, is all in this love affair with Jeff and Jordan.
Oh, yes.
And Kalia thought she was doing something smart and sassy, and she really was just shooting herself in the foot. Or one of her feet, you know what I'm saying? She, you know, shot herself in the other foot this past week, though. We'll get to that later, but, you know.
So when Danielle was the HOH, she ended up nominating, didn't she nominate Jeff and Jordan, if I remember correctly?
No, she nominated Jeff and...
Rachel, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Jeff and Rachel, which I thought was a pretty good...
No, she nominated Brandon and Rachel. Didn't she?
Let me go check.
Because she had to nominate Brandon and Rachel because, remember, Brandon...
Won
the POV and saved
that's right.
Rachel.
So she nominated Brandon and Rachel... Which was smart, I thought, because then when one of them wins, which they have a good possibility because they always seem to do well when their back's against the wall, then you put up Jeff or Jordan, and then one of the couples would go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, to me, that was a smart idea to do. You had to put up a couple or a variation of the two couples just to make sure that one of them left.
Yeah, I agree.
But, of course, Brendan wins that veto, and now this is where I thought Brendan was a little bit smart, even though I don't really like him, but he was smart in saying to Rachel, let's just tell them that I'm going to use it on myself, because I know that I'm the target, I know that that's going to kind of mess them up, and we're not going to say anything to anyone until it's that veto ceremony, and maybe she'll get tripped up and nominate someone that we know that you could beat when it comes down to the vote.
Yeah. I thought that was, like, odd. And let me say, tell me why you thought that was smart, because I actually thought the opposite. I thought it was just plain, like, folks looking like, okay, we know this, what you're going to do. What was it all about? So what,
I think he did it because he knew that Danielle wanted to get him out. And that by doing that, it would mess up her game and make her really worry about who would she put as a replacement nominee. And maybe mess with her mind enough to where she would get flustered, is what I think I remember him saying. And maybe have her, when he says, oh, okay, I'm going to use it on Rachel, make her really kind of scramble to determine who could beat Brendan on that block with him.
Okay, and I mean, that makes sense. I mean, but everybody in the house already knew about it. Actually, I heard the plan during the live feeds, and then CBS cut it up for the episode that night that Danielle knew. She didn't know exactly, but she knew that something was up. So she did it. So that's why she called Jeff and Jordan to the room and talked to them about putting Jordan up as a pawn. Which, you know, because she could have easily put up Jeff or somebody or one of the other newbies. But I guess what I'm trying to say is whatever scenario, whoever she put up there, Brenda would have still been. Is what I'm trying to say. So, if he did use it on himself, either way it goes, well, Brendan or Rachel were going to go home. That's why so I didn't see what he was trying to, like, throw off the game for. That's what I was saying.
We were talking about Danielle nominating Brendan and Rachel and Brendan taking himself off.
Mm-hmm.
So then Danielle decides to put up Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To make sure that Brendan goes home.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I get. But like I said, I really thought that Brendan, the plan sounded okay, but it just seemed like, see, Danielle, which is one of the reasons why I like her, she thinks two steps ahead of everybody. Because she said it herself, I remember her saying that, I believe Brendan will do some mess, like sacrifice himself in order to save Rachel, but he's going to probably go back and try to tell everybody. Like, she said it like verbatim what he did. But then somebody else said, well, that'd be stupid. He wouldn't do nothing like that. And then, so she said, well, okay, but she didn't think about it for a minute. She said, well, just in case, Jordan, I would like to put you up for nominations just as a pawn. You know, so because I remember her saying that he's gonna try to throw her off her game,
mm-hmm.
And I think it got back. I don't know if they told Shelly or they just told themselves, but it was easily readable what they were doing because everybody knows Brendan at this point in time. See, they're all one trick pony. He would do anything to make sure Rachel is okay. That's just his thing. So it was like. That's why, in my personal opinion, I said that was kind of like it would have been smart if it wasn't already expected from him. Like, some people expect him to do that.
Well, and not only that, if you look at it this way, even if he is out, Rachel's still in. If Rachel wins, the money is still in their house, quote unquote.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, and so, it doesn't, make any sense for him to say, well, I'm just going to tell everybody that I'm going to take myself off. And knowing good and well how Rachel reacts to stuff like that, knowing that probably would have caused a rift in their little relationship because she can't just sit there and see what he's doing as being, like, chivalrous. He's just trying to be honorable. She would have blew a gasket. So I think that everybody, like, put two and two together. And then it's kind of funny because the aftermath of the POV ceremony was like, okay, what the hell was that? Because everybody in the house was like saying, like, what was that? What was it about? What was that? You know, like, okay, yeah. You know, it's just like, okay, you know, what was the whole thing? And he was sitting there looking like, I'm through Danielle off her game, but you're still going home. you know what I'm saying?
But I think they thought they could figure out a way to get around it. I think he was okay with that as long as she stayed in and played her game. Although why he thought she would have the mental strength to do that, I don't know. She was a basket case once he got voted out.
She's always a basket case.
And especially when she didn't win the next HOH.
Mm, yeah. And I think that probably affected her more than him being gone out of the house. Sister because...
Kate. Go ahead, Laura. I'm sorry.
That probably messed with her more because they've been so used to being, you know, being in power and having their little power play between, you know, her and him, that with him being out of the house, maybe somewhere down the line she could accept that, but not being in control really messed with her more because she knows people want her out of that house. Everybody wants her out of that house, so that just made her that much more vulnerable and her head wasn't in the game and she wasn't really thinking, not that she ever thinks, but it was kind of funny because she's just lost, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to mention that HOH competition where she eliminated herself because she was, you can look at her face and tell that she was like frazzled.
She did not know she was frazzled.
And so she
it was moving too quick for her.
Yeah, and she was her mind was set on getting back at Danielle, Oh, damn it, I messed up the question. Damn it. And so she was mad. Plus the fact that Portia put up, was it Shelly and Jeff,
I think, together.
And eliminated them. And she probably had that on her mind, too. You know, so she was just probably just out of it, though. But when I saw Portia and Kalia up there, I was like, okay. No, not Portia and Kalia, but Shelly and Kalia.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, for the love of God.
Kalia. I know.
Kalia, you better win this, because you get, if Shelly gets it, it's a wrap.
You gone. Yeah, it's gone. Yep. You are so right. And I was so excited for Kalia when she won.
I was, too. I was jumping up and down around the house.
I was happy. Like I said, at first I wanted it to happen the week before. But when she won, I was like, yes, we finally have a rookie. Finally, yeah. There's going to be a power shift. And then it all blew up.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is the problem I have with this effing show. Excuse my French. Actually, not this, but there's some more stuff, too. I think, what the hell happens to people when they get into this house? They lose their ever-loving mind. Kalia lost her ever-loving black mind.
I think she was losing it, though. Excuse me.
What the hell is wrong with her?
I don't know, but I want to take it back just to, because I noticed something with Kalia and even some of the other newbies when they announced their twist that, you know, I forgot how they worded it. But
someone has a chance to get back in the game.
Yeah, and they were sitting looking like, oh, okay. No, I'll be panicking because they announced that, I think it was, what's it, season 3, Sister K, when they brought back Amy, you know, Marcellus's best friend in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a choice to bring, they had all the house guests in separate rooms in the house. And the house guests chose who they wanted back in. But they didn't know who voted for who brought who back in. You know, like, they'll have, like, let's say me, you, and Sister K and some other people in the house. And they're like, who, if you want Kalia back in the house, raise your hand. And they raised it. That's how they got the person back in the house. So when Amy came back in the house, it was like, you know, wow. Everybody was excited, but everybody was, like, worried, too, because they thought their whole game plan was going to be changed around. So I'm thinking, like, when they did this, I would have been like, oh, crap. And I was sitting there thinking about the vets. I think they were a little bit more worried because, think about it, they had three newbies out there instead of, and then this Brandon. And so I was like, where's the worry?
Well, I think they were worried, and that is what caused all of their minds, Kalia's mind to break or something. But you could see in Danielle's face that she wanted to tell Kalia, what the fuck are you thinking? Why the hell are you listening to Shelly? Why the hell are you trying to change this shit around? We had this all figured out. Why are you doing this? You could see it in her face. So Kalia, you know, her whole complaint about her week is that everyone kept saying that she's not playing her own game and that she made nominations based on what Danielle wanted, which is a little bit true in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because she obviously didn't have the right mind to make her own choices. And when she did, she made them all totally left of what Danielle coached her on, even if Danielle was right. She was so busy trying to make it be her own decision that she just went totally left opposite of what Danielle was saying, and it turned out to be totally stupid.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it did it. She was like, you know, I have to make this my own. I have to make a decision for myself. But why did that have to be a different decision than what Danielle had? I don't get that.
And not only that, you got Jeff, who, I mean, I don't understand why people are, like, rooting for this guy. He went hardcore into Kalia's, you know, ass, excuse my expression though, but when she came and told him about what her plans were, granted, her plans kind of didn't make any sense because, for one thing, don't tell him that you're going up, he's going up, because he's already paranoid as it is. He's Captain Paranoid. So her telling him was kind of a bad mistake on her part, but at the same time, I would not let what Jeff told me deter my decision. Because that's all that was. She let Jeff, and I'm thinking, and everybody else has been saying this too, Kalia still wants to be in with Jeff and Jordan for some reason.
I don't understand that either.
I don't get it.
Don't get it.
I don't want to be in. I was a newbie. I would not want to be in with any vet at all because...
Not a
vet couple.
Because they're going to always take their other partner first over you, which is what we've been saying. Why it doesn't make sense for Shelly to want to always supposedly... Now, this is what Shelly says. I don't think she's telling the truth, but she's been saying all along, I just want to play and protect you guys. I just want to help you guys get further because I love you guys. No, she don't.
No.
That's just her little strategy. But even if it was... Even if she was saying that, I would be looking at her like she's crazy. Like, why would you want to be helping me out and my partner out, knowing that you're the third wheel and all of that? And that doesn't even make any sense.
And not only are you the third wheel, but I want $500,000 already. I don't need your help. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. She's just trying.
Oh, they don't take it.
She's just trying to endear herself to them because maybe she thinks that'll help her further along in the house, and that's all she's doing. But you got to understand, they don't need her, like you guys are saying. She's there, and she thinks that she's important to them, but she's really not.
And not only that, but again, your time in the house is pointless. Like, what are you going to tell your kid when you get out? Well, I went to the Big Brother house just to sit there, and I gave up my whole entire summer with you to help out two strangers win another $500,000.
But you know what? That's not her strategy, though. She's lying when she says that.
Yeah, she's lying, though, but she has to realize that she has to, when she gets them two to the final three, she has no chance in hell of getting to the final two. There's just no way.
I think she's thinking that she could beat Jordan in the, the last HOH, where they decide who gets to go with them. That's, I think, what she's thinking. Or she thinks that as long as I can make them believe that I'm here for them, they'll take me with them all the way to maybe the final five or six, and then I'll have a shot of getting one of the HOHs and making my own decision on what I want to do. But what I don't understand is how the vets are not seeing through what she's saying. Because it's obvious to me that if someone was saying to me, I'm just here for you guys, and she, every other day, is crying about her daughter and how she wants to get HOA so she can see pictures of her daughter and da-da-da-da-da, and she's here, and she wouldn't leave her daughter unless it was important. Okay, read between the lines of what she's saying. She's saying that, she's here for me and my partner. If I'm Jeff and Jordan, I'm thinking she's saying in one side of her mouth that she's here for us and she's doing what she can to protect us, but on the other side of her mouth, she's talking about she wouldn't have left her daughter unless it was important. So how are we more important than her daughter? We're not. So she's lying.
Yeah.
I don't see why. But I think they're trying to use her as long as they can because they do need that number.
Yeah. And were you about to say something else?
No.
Oh, I was going to say also jury votes. If she screws one of them over and one of them ends up in the jury house, and Lauren, if it's Jeff, he's going to make sure everybody votes against Shelly. He's going to make sure if everybody votes against Shelly. Now, both of them end up in the jury house. Both of them are going to make sure that everybody vote against Shelly because she screwed them over. Whoever lands beside Shelly, Jeff and Jordan will make it their utmost mission to vote against her. And I could be wrong because they probably could get in there and like, have a change of heart. Like, well, she did play a fair game, da 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 da, and she did trick us, so we got to give the money to her. But I don't know. Jeff doesn't. He's not forgiving. He's not that damn forgiving, in my personal opinion. I think he's still pissed off about his season. How Kevin and what's her name?
Shima. Natalie.
Cause, you know, Kevin. It was Kevin, Natalie, Jeff, and Jordan in the final. Kevin and Natalie concocted this. It was Russell. Yeah, that's who it was. They came up with this scheme to get Jeff to do something stupid, and he did it, and then he ended up getting voted out. So And I think that's why he's very Mr. Paranoid this season, because he's worried somebody's going to try to do the same thing again. You know, so I don't know. He's a character. That's all I'm trying to say. He's a character to me. A big asshole.
I think Jeff is a bully.
Yeah, he is.
So you saw how he went in there and was telling Clea, okay, well, you know, her reasoning for pulling them up there was stupid to me. I would have just said, look, my goal is to get Rachel out, and I want to make sure that everyone votes her ass out rather than anyone else. So I'm going to put you up. If she had to say anything at all, I wouldn't even have said nothing. I would have waited till I did my nominations, and then I would have said, hey, you're not my target. Boom, go on. If he's mad, he's mad. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
But he goes, and he, and Jordan, too, gets her little spine in, and she gets her little head up, you know, for her man. And she's all upset, too, and she's saying, well, just wait, because whoever it is could come back, and they're going to be after you. And I'll be like, yeah, and so? But yeah. Kalia doesn't say that. She cowers down, and listens to them, and gets bullied into thinking, oh, I don't want them to be mad at me. Why the hell not? My opinion is she likes Jeff.
Somebody else said that.
It was either you or someone else who tweeted that they think that Kalia might be a little bit in love with Jeff.
I think I did.
Yeah.
But somebody else, I know Sister Kay said it and somebody else said it as well, which is
sad. I think it is. Because she's got a boyfriend, which doesn't mean you can't have a crush on someone else. You know, that happens. But I there's something weird going on. Why is it so important that Jeff isn't mad at you? And she even said that on the broadcast episode. I don't want Jeff to be mad at me. To me, I'd be thinking more about Jordan, because wasn't her and Jordan supposed to be friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't say anything about, I don't want Jordan to be upset with me because we're friends. I don't want Jeff to be mad at me. Who effing cares?
Maybe there's something we haven't seen, and maybe there's something we don't know about, but she has a very unnatural attraction to Jeff and wanting to make sure that Jeff is safe, and it's very disturbing.
And that's the same thing Shelley has, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although, when Shelley talks about it, she talks about Jordan and Jeff. She doesn't just talk about Jeff.
Right.
So it's a little bit different. And I think she really does like Jordan because she thinks of her like a daughter.
Yeah.
But I don't get it at all. And so when that whole scenario was going on where they were talking about, she was saying, well, maybe I could work with them and be safe next week if I promise to put up someone else on the block. And not Jordan.
Oh, boy. I was sitting there looking at Danielle's face while she was sitting there trying to explain it to her. Danielle, like, she was like, bitch, you stupid. You was stupid. I'm like, man, Danielle, just go ahead and just let her have it because she needs it. She needs it.
Why didn't Danielle do that?
She looked like she wanted to, but she knew how fragile Kalia probably already was. Because I believe before the nomination ceremony and after the ceremony, after the nomination ceremony, she cried about enough tears to go against. Let's say like this. If there was a competition between Rachel and Kalia about who cried the most tears, then for the last couple of days, it'll be a tie because they was at neck and neck, crying and hee-hawing around the house and, this is so hard and I have never expected this. Oh my God! Like. Really? And so I guess Danielle was looking like, well, I don't want to get in her too much because I might lose my only ally left in the house. And, you know, Danielle probably didn't want to say too much to push her over to Jeff and the Jordan's
edge.
Side.
Yeah.
You know, to completely. But I honestly think that Kalia should not have, not just Kalia, anybody in the house. I'm not there to make friends.
Right.
Or associates. Look, we're gonna play this game, and that's the end say all about it. That's the thing that I don't get. But everybody playing with emotions. You got to, and then people, and I'm not gonna say that the people who want people to play with emotions are wrong. It's just that, or rather, people who don't play with emotions are automatically evil. It's the way you do it. If you just play straight up and be like, okay. This is what I'm going to do. It kind of reminds me of Danielle from season 3 and All-Stars of Big Brother. Mm-hmm. You knew she wasn't your friend. she just told you the truth about, like, look, this is what's going to happen this week. That's it. You know, take it or leave it, but this is what's going to happen. She got to the final two, but she didn't win. But I like the gameplay.
People's feelings were hurt. Yeah, in Survivor, they get their feelings hurt with it, and they hold a grudge instead of thinking of who played. But although that season, her dad should have won. So...
And see, to elaborate on Mark's point, it's like this. When you go to work, you're around these people 8-9 hours a day. You see them at lunch. You see them at break. You might say hi to them every day. You work together, but they're not your friends. They're your coworkers. So when you go into the Big Brother house, you need to take that approach I don't care how close you can get to somebody in a couple of weeks being inside of a house, you have no common ground except for being in that house. So you shouldn't assume that they are your friends or even acquaintances. Yes, you know them, but you don't know them. And the fact that these people are forming these relationships and they're, I love them. You don't love them. You love trying to win the game. You love the fact that maybe this week they're not picking on you, but you know good and well that next week you might be the one picked on, especially exactly. If you're a rookie.
Yep.
And not just, and this, even if this wasn't like, even if this was a completely like new cast this season, I would still have that same feeling about friends and relationships. I don't know you. I'm not going to get to know, try to get to know you even better. Like, we just going to know each other from with the confines of this house. Because at the end of the day, I want that $500,000. If I have to throw you under the bus, I will do it. Mm-hmm. That's just, what I mean is, like, not saying...
And I think Danielle is okay with that.
Yeah, she is, because she knows at the end of the day that half these people... Look at... Okay, for example, I'm going to be a good example. Look at Reagan and Rachel from last year. They were mortal enemies in that house. They just showed this past week that Rachel and Reagan are now like good friends with each other. Just shows you can still be friends outside the house if you choose to, but it's go down to the business model. It's not personal. It's just business. You know, this is just, I'm not trying to come after you personally. I just want that money, and if you mess up, I'm gonna I'm gonna swoop in and pick up the pieces, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like what Danielle did, but I'm jumping ahead, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was looking at Danielle, looking at Kalia with disgust in her eyes, and her mouth wanted to so much say, you dumb ass girl, what the F is wrong with you? Why are you all up in Jeff's ass?
Exactly.
Who cares if he's mad? Who cares if he threatens you for next week? Because his ass got to win first.
Exactly.
He ain't won shit yet. So, and then, I don't know why they edited it the way they did on the CBS show, but they edited it to look like LaJuan really did say, hey, just put me up there. And I think it was more of a conversation with Shelly that kind of convinced, Kalia, to put up one of the other newbies to make it to where Jeff and Jordan trust her more. But she had all that, to make it, because she kept saying, well, if I do this, it'll make them trust me that I'm not really after them and maybe we can become friends again. And then they were having that conversation in the HOH, and that's when LaJuan said, well, hey, because then to LaJuan, this is another dumbass, excuse my French, who says, oh, well, maybe if I get kicked out and get to come back in the house, they're just assuming that they're going to be the ones to come back. I don't know why they all assume that.
Exactly.
Or maybe someone convinced them that that's what would happen.
Well, Mark, didn't you, when we were doing the Fixers Present last night, we talked about this a little bit. Didn't you say something about maybe there was some money on the table or something?
Because, Sister Kay, did you read my article this past week?
I didn't. Sorry, I did not read it.
You have to read that article. Not to say this is just a toot my own horn, but you have to, not just my article, read the comments section of the article, because so much stuff started flying out. I was like, oh, my God, But the thing about LaJuan, that just seems so fishy to me, because who is going to just sit there and up and think that they're going to come back inside the house? This is Big Brother. You have to expect the unexpected. Yeah, they said that somebody's going to be able to come back inside the house, damn, it's not going to be easy.
And it ain't just going to be you. Everybody's exactly. going to get a chance to do it.
They said.
So I don't understand why he automatically thought he would immediately come back, and then I don't know who put in his head that he would have a special power.
Well, reading the feeds, I didn't watch. I'd like to read them. Reading the feeds, it seemed like actually Danielle. Again, this is why I like her, because she thinks two steps ahead. Allegedly, Danielle pinpointed what is her and Kalia. Don't get me wrong, her and Kalia both pinpointed what was going to happen that weekend. They said, "What if somebody, one of the past house guests, has to come back in too? They have to compete." They said it word for word about what the actual plan was.
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, "No, I don't think this is going to happen." And then Danielle's like, "I don't know. That just seems like the most logical way of your choice of doing it." Because you're just not going to just walk out and come back in. That doesn't make any sense. Because that means Kalia's whole HOH would be a waste.
Or
like you would throw your HOH that week. If you knew if that was the case, you know, like, well, there's no point in me being HOH because so-and-so is going to go home and come right back.
And see, with Luan, I think with him, he was a case of he was a floater. You know, he hasn't really been, you know, targeted all that much. Sort of like Keith, you know, full of himself, confident. Well, I'll just go out. I'll put myself up. I'll make myself seem like a martyr. People will feel me because of that, and then I can walk right back in, and we can continue the game as if I never left. He had an over self-confidence picture of what was going on. When he put himself up for being evicted, I'm like, you are not that strong. Now, if it was Portia, or if it was, I'm even going to say Adam, maybe would have had a better shot at coming back in the house, but not Luan. Luan is not that distinctive. Except for him trying to please everyone. Remember what he said. I will be whatever you want me to be as long as you like me.
Mm-hmm.
He said that at the beginning. And that's what he was doing. And it bit him in the ass. And,
yep, he sure did.
And then on top of that, you got to also look at when they put him up. And Sister Cat, I was going to try to, you know, like, get to what the comment section was saying by just laying down the foundation to get there. Basically, everybody in the house was like, okay, the vets were like, this is great on our part. Now, I understood that from, like, you know, okay, they didn't put nobody else up. She put one of her own people. That's kind of stupid, though, but, hey, we're going to roll with it. Then you got eviction night. Rachel knew that she wasn't going home. And there was, like, some talk that Rachel would probably still get evicted because that's what a lot of people from the from what I've been reading in my comments and on Twitter and on various websites, they would, when it came down to the vote for the America's Choice, everybody had it in their mind. That's why I'm hearing that a lot of people had it in their mind that they thought Rachel was going to actually go. Because they thought that with Luan up there, they thought that, well, let me see, Jeff, Jordan, and Shelly, they had the votes. But they didn't have the votes. The votes would have been tied. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And Kalia could have still said, okay, I vote to evict Rachel.
And that's what Kalia and Danielle thought would happen.
Yeah.
But,
and
they were stupid to think that.
But even Danielle voted for Luan to be out because she said, I feel like this is something's going to go wrong, but I vote to evict Luan.
And I don't understand why they didn't fight harder. First of all, despite all that, why the hell put Luan up?
Yeah.
If you really wanted to make sure Rachel left, you would have put up Jordan. And I would have said, look, Jordan, I know I promised you 2 weeks ago when we were best buddies, when you were HOH and I was kissing your butt. I know I said I'd never put you up. But you know what? I'm going to have to change it because I want that B to go.
Yeah.
And that's all she would have said. And if she would have done that, then it would have been either Jordan or Rachel. And if Jordan would have left, oh, well, because that's another couple that would have left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would have been, I would have said, you know what? I'm not the one that voted her out because I can't vote. Y'all did.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you got to also affect.
But she didn't want Jeff mad at her.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing behind the whole crap. She didn't want Jeff mad at her.
And I would have been like, I don't care.
Be I don't care if you ain't paying my bills and you don't mean nothing to me besides a friend in this house. And if you won't be my friend after this because of that, oh, well, what can I do?
I was,
Do you think that there may be a secret pact between them?
Between who?
Between Kalia, Jeff, and Jordan?
No.
I don't think so either
because, I mean, in previous seasons before this whole live feed thing was available to everybody, you could get away with that. Mm. You could have got away with saying, yeah, we had a secret pact the whole entire time because that's how we didn't know that, we didn't know it was like week five that Danielle and, what's the other dude, that little young
Nick? Guy,
Nick. Not Danielle Donato. I'm talking about like Danielle from season three.
Oh, yeah.
Other guy.
What was his name?
Dan or something like that.
David something.
We didn't know they was in cahoots to like week five.
You're right.
Okay.
You're right. Because, that was a good season.
Yeah, because that's when Big Brother finally really just caught on with people because it was funny because there were two different people in two different social circles in the house, and then like one scene, they walked by each other and they grinned at each other and they said something, and then they just showed later on like, yeah, we've been in the alliance ever since day one.
Yes, and that was so good because they would not stay in the same room too long together. They never were caught talking with each other game. They would always like go in the storage room and talk and whisper for just like 2 seconds and then go and say, okay, we can't be seen with each other. They didn't talk bad about each other, but they also didn't ever talk with each other a lot more than anyone else.
Exactly.
They didn't hang together. They didn't spend their day together without other people. So it never was, no one ever thought that they were in an alliance.
Jason, that's the guy's name. His name was Jason. And the thing is that, Sister K, you probably can agree with me, it worked because they got to the final three.
And then he screwed her because he knew that she would have won if he would have taken her.
Yeah.
If he didn't vote to evict her. And then he didn't win anyway. He got to the
third place. I think it was, I think she made a deal with Lisa. That's the girl who won this season was Lisa. Mm-hmm. She made a deal with Lisa, and then Lisa's opted out to vote out Jason. But Jason didn't have any ill will towards Danielle after that.
No, she didn't do it to him.
Yeah, she didn't do it to him. It just, you know, hey, it's business. You know what I'm saying? They got to the end.
But I don't think that Kalia, Jeff, and Jordan have anything like that because I just don't buy that they do. And now that we have the feeds, we can see there's never been any kind of, you know, thing in the feeds or the updates that show that they've had anything. I mean, they're all making deals with each other now because they're all trying to get past the next week. I fully expect Jeff and Jordan to go back on that deal if they get into power the next time.
Well, see, that's what happened. That's not what happened, but I'm saying that if you look at the feeds now, Jeff and Jordan are always talking bad about Kalia when they're by themselves.
Right.
So
yeah.
if they were had some type of alliance, then we would know about it.
They talk bad about Rachel too, though.
Yeah, they do. They talk.
But they know that they need her, although I don't think they really do. They think that they need her and Brendan there because it'll keep a target off of their back, which is true to an extent. But I think at some point, Rachel and Brendan are going to turn around, which I think is the rumblings have been happening, will turn it around on them.
Yeah, I actually read something about that today, and I don't want to jump ahead because we're still...
Yeah, let's go ahead. We can jump ahead because we've talked about dumb Kalia long enough.
Okay, well...
I'm just too through with her. I liked her.
Yeah.
And I used to defend her when I would be on the chat or on Twitter when people would say she was overweight and she was ugly and this and that. And she's not ugly and she's not overweight. She's just thick. And that's just, I just don't like when people bring that kind of thing to it. But she was dumb in her actions. She was totally dumb in her actions. And I know her mom, I think I said this on Twitter, wanted to smack her upside the head when she was talking on the feeds about working with Jeff and Jordan and maybe let's put up someone else so that they won't hate me and this and that. I'll be like, girl, I know I raised your ass better than that.
I would have been around that house singing Nas, you can hate me now on 24/7. Just been singing it at the loudest of my heart. So,
she threw away her HOH, just pure and simple what boils down. She threw away that week.
And then her and Danielle, okay, so let's get on to the eviction where, lo and behold, how surprising, Luan gets evicted. And her and Danielle later that evening, after the other events unfold, say, you know, we really shouldn't have, this wasn't really fair at all. It's like my HOH didn't matter. Big Brother, I mean, CBS, that was not CBS, girl. That was your ass.
Yeah, and the fact that LaJuan was 6-0 getting voted out of the house should have said something.
And then on top of that, you got, never mind, y'all pretty much summed it up. But yeah, that was not CBS's fault.
That was not CBS for once.
That was not
CBS. That was yo dumbass wanting to have someone like your ass for I don't know why and messing up your HOH.
And it's going to be a long chance in hell that she can get another one. I'm pretty sure of it. But when they announced the twist.
Y'all think about, sorry, Mark.
No, go ahead.
And where you're going, I think.
Go ahead.
So we get back to them saying the twist, and they are going to give the evicted house guests, the four of them, a chance to, one of them, to battle out with LaJuan to return to the house, which I kind of like the way they did that, where it's not all five of them battling. It's just one of the evicted ones and the most recent evicted person.
Yeah.
What did you think about the twist and how it shook out?
Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready? Laura, you ready?
As long as your blood pressure's fine, I'm good.
Okay. Seeing Rachel's face, I saw more of her mouth than I ever in my entire life wanted to see when they announced it. The camera held on her face. You didn't see LaJuan shaking in fear that much. You didn't see any of the other house guests looking like, aha. All you saw was Rachel's face.
You think that was real?
That's what I
or she was faking.
I argue that I thought it was fake. And I'm going to get to that in a second because this plays into what my article was about this week. Then we get outside, they show all four of them and everything like that. And I think that Julie already had announced that how many people had voted or something like that early in the episode. Okay, let's fast forward to them getting outside and Rachel's over there trembling because she sees Brendan and all this mess. And then they're sitting there talking to each other. And then Julie chins like, Keith and Cassie, you guys did not make it at all. And they look like, we just wasted our goddamn time. And then you got Dom. It was a close call between Dom and Brendan. I'm like, I started shaking. I knew how this was going to turn out. And Sister K, you was there on Twitter that night. And I don't know who you follow on Twitter, though, but I follow a lot of Big Brother fans. When they announced Brendan's name as America's Choice, my Twitter feed, well, me personally, I said, you have got to be kidding me. My Twitter feed was like, rigged. And I was like, really? Y'all think it's rigged? And they said, there's no way in hell that America voted for Brendan to be America's Choice. No way in hell. And they said that, you know, basically what everybody thought what happened was there's three scenarios I've been hearing. One scenario was that people really did like Brendan and that they really want him back in the house for entertainment value only. Whatever. Kiss my ass. Excuse my expression. Second reason was people voted for Brendan so because they had it in their mind that Rachel was going to be the one evicted and they wanted to see Brendan go against Rachel. Here's the thing about this scenario. Knowing Brendan, he would have forfeited the chance to get back inside the house because he would have to go against Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'd be like, no, I don't want to do it.
But do you think, this is the thought I had, sorry to interrupt your thought. Cool. Do you think if Rachel would have been evicted, do you think they would have changed it and had Dominic come back in?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then it would have been Rachel and Dominic battling it out?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that Dominic probably would have beat her, would have got back in the house.
Or if CBS probably was gunning for it, if Rachel had won, she could have came back in and then it would just been like, that'd have been her gas to just be go overload with just torturing everybody.
Yeah.
And then let's get to the competition. Rachel screaming every ball that Brendan needs to pick up and put into that damn basket. Here you had Adam and I think Portia yelling for LaJuan to pick up certain balls, but it looked like LaJuan wasn't even trying. Is it just me? Did he look like he wasn't even trying? He could have tried harder than what he was doing.
He could have tried harder, but I don't think he's that kind of a person. I don't think he can hustle. when the time comes to it in anything. He hasn't won a challenge yet, and I don't know what made him think he could battle his way back and succeed anyway. Because he hasn't hustled yet with any of the challenges that they've had to do.
He didn't, he didn't think that he had to hustle. He had to fight with anybody else.
He looked like he was shell-shocked. From the moment they said 6-1-0, he looked shell-shocked. And then he was trying to walk out, and they called him back. He looked shell-shocked then when they announced the twist. And when they were out there and she was explaining the rules, he still looked shell-shocked. And then when he was trying to pick up the balls, I don't know what the hell he was doing. He was half-ass rolling it.
Yeah. And
I think he was just so shocked that he thought that he was going to get back in right away. Again, you can't do that if you follow the rules of any game. Once you're taken out of a game, you're not going to come right back in. Basic sports 101.
Yeah,
they take you out, you're not coming back in. You got to chill for a minute. So I really don't know what was going through his mind. I really don't, because I'm like, you're an idiot. You're not going to get – and if he did get back in, I don't know
what
that would
have
been.
Fight.
Yeah.
You're going to have to fight for it.
Yeah.
I never seen a shot gay black man face in my entire life since Marcellus, dumbass.
Oh, you know, this doesn't surpass Marcellus, but it's up there.
Well, somebody said on my comment section, they're like, well, it's official, Marcellus. You have now been dethroned as the dumbest Big Brother player ever in the game. Because that was, but the thing is, I agree with you, Sister K, because I have to give LaJuan, he didn't know. I'm gonna give him that he was being cocky and he didn't know. With Marcellus, that was the final four. It was Jason, Marcellus, Lisa, and Danielle. Marcellus was like, well, I know Danielle I know that I'm safe. And that
no,
I'm not,
it was with his friend Amy.
Yeah, that's who it was.
It was before that. He used it on Amy instead of himself, because like, him and Amy were on the block. And he won the power of veto, and instead of using it on himself to save himself, he used it on Amy because he just thought, like Lori said, that he was too cool for school and that he was so self-important and everyone loved him that he would stay no matter who they put up there.
Exactly.
And he got told.
And it was funny because I remember Jason's speech. Jason was the HOH at the time. He was like, well, Marcellus, you should have used that veto because I'm going to have to evict you. And he looked like, oh.
Shocked. He looked like LaJuan looked when he got done with that competition. Shocked.
It was hilarious because
But you're right. He didn't even try.
Yeah, he didn't try at all. Did not try at all. And
then we had to see Rachel's ass running up to Brendan like they were long-lost lovers that had been torn away from each other for 10 years.
Sister K, I was waiting for the mannequin thing to start to come on. You know, nothing's going to stop us now. I was waiting for it to start playing because the credits to start rolling because it was just like, I was like, oh. That is just that's what CBS wanted. That's what CBS wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I named my article Big Brother 13, You Are So Rigged. I had never said a Big Brother was rigged a day in my life. I heard rumors that it was rigged and that certain things were shifted to get a certain winner for that season. But this season I was not this season, but this past weekend, I was so angry. I was so hot that I could not type out my article. It took me, my article is usually review / recap of what happened. That was a letter to CBS that I wrote and to the producer's Big Brother about where I thought because think about it. They announced, now I know people kept saying, well, you know, Keith and Cassie and Don was just a quest there since they left. I get that. But they announced that twist as the week Brendan got put on the block and we knew he was going home. There's a new twist coming to the Big Brother game. And you know, I'm like, okay. And then they said that one of the evicted house guests can be brought back in the house. So I'm thinking to myself, surely nobody would vote Brendan back in because he just left. They'll probably give one of the newbies a chance. But I don't know. And then people kept saying how other blogs and other polls were going, had Dominic and Cassie as the top two draws on, like, not on the same poll, but like one poll would have Dominic as number one and Brenda be a second, and Cassie was number one and Brenda be second. None of them said that Brenda was number one. And then somebody said, well, I don't know what polls you're looking at, but I know that Brenda was number one on this poll, and I voted for Brenda 15 times, and the polls are fair. How the polls are fair if you vote for Brenda 15 damn times?
And see, that's another problem with reality TV. I mean, I brought this up earlier on a different show, but like Dancing with the Stars, you can vote up to, I believe it is 10 different times or 7 different times, multiple votes. You can also use multiple phones. There are people who have services that will allow you to vote up to 50 times per category. So if this million and something vote that he got, I mean, it could have only been a half a million with these programs, you know, cold dialing and voting for him, because you can't take someone out of the house that was so hated and then turn around a week later and he's so loved. I just think that they need to refine the voting process, not just for Big Brother, but for a lot of reality shows, because it's very one-sided and it is rigged. Dancing with the Stars, a couple seasons ago, there was a huge controversy when one of the people was knocked out early in the game, and they were very, very popular, but people didn't call in, or so they said. They rigged the seasons of these shows to get who they want at a certain point in time. What's the show? Sister Kay, you watch it. The one where they travel around the world.
Amazing Race.
Amazing Race. I watched a couple of those, and I thought, okay, that's probably the most fair reality show that I've seen, and I haven't seen any other show, including Big Brother, where it's been fair.
Well, the Amazing Race makes it kind of hard for you to, you know,
it's really difficult to cheat on that.
Right.
Although you could say that some of the tasks are skewed for certain people, I still think it's one of the most fair.
Right.
And
some
I think
of these other ones aren't.
And I think that's probably why The Amazing Race, it hasn't won the best reality show, but I know it's won it several times. I know Survivor's always winning it, but it's like the Amazing Race came in because I guess people got tired of just Survivor's shenanigans. But and just to jump on the Dance with the Stars thing, I didn't pay any attention to it until when Bristol Palin made it to the end.
Yep.
And they knocked out Brandy, who has a damn good dance experience. And I'm thinking, something's up with that. And then everybody was talking about how much Sarah Palin had people voting for her on multiple times. So to bring that back to the Big Brother debacle, don't come to me. And I don't care. This is for anybody who's listening to me and read my articles or anything like that. Do not come to me using a poll as your reasoning as being fair. If I can make up a poll right now from PollDaddy.com, and I'm pretty sure there's other poll-making websites or plugins and whatnot for websites, but if you do not have a feature that says you can only vote once...
Yeah, based on your IP address or something, email address or something.
Exactly.
Right?
It's not fair. If you can go in and vote 20 times in one day for a certain thing, it is not fair because, I mean, you can only vote once for the president of the United States. You can only vote once for one of your representatives in your state. That's fair. You can't, when you vote 20 times for something and then somebody else voting like every other so many times, if you get to vote more than one time, it's not fair. It's not, because that's not America's talking, because America is not 20 people and 20 votes. You're not the voice of America, what I'm trying to say. Your 20 votes is not what everybody in America wants to see.
You know what? I want to say something that might be inflammatory, but at the point that this all happened, when Brennan was put back in the house, I didn't care if CBS had changed it up what the real winner was, because at that point, I was tired of Kalia and her dumbass decisions. And I was tired, even though I liked kind of like Danielle, just because she stands up and wants to change things. I was tired of her, too, because she went along with the shit. I was like, you know what? This is good, because I want to see them two be squirm. I want to see them realize that they jacked up that HOH week and that they in no way should have listened to Jeff and Jordan.
Mm.
Or Shelly or whoever. I was fine with it. I was like, okay, go ahead, CBS. I think I might have done the same thing, too, if I was one of the producers, because I'm tired of these bitches. Excuse my French, and I hate to say that about the other women, but they were dumb.
I shared your sentiment for, like, all of, like, 10 minutes. only because I just said to myself, I shared their sentiment for 10 minutes, and then the rest of the time, I was like, it's just a wrap. This season is a wrap. It's a wrap now. Because Brandon's back, Rachel's back. That means you got the four vets against Kalia, Adam, Portia, who has joined the newbie side finally, and Danielle's. That's what, eight? So it's four. That's four against four. And then you get, like, your last, I don't say your last true floater, but, like, LaJuan's gone. So it's like, it's anybody's game now. It just, you know, like, okay, who cares? But the way that Adam and Portia are playing, they're playing, and the Shelly, of course, that's, like, really the game is over with, because you got, that's 6-on-2.
Well, it's only because those newbies are all doing like Kalia did. And no matter how smart Kalia thinks she is, she's doing the same thing that Shelly's doing and the same thing that Portia was doing until she started having arguments with Rachel and them.
Yeah.
They're all kowtowing to the vets.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, they're intimidated. They think that they'll get farther with them. They're all delusional. None of those vets will take them any further than the final three.
Yeah, and that's the thing I just want them to get. It's like, I gave up wanting them to get that, basically, because it just should have been set. That should have been, like, number one, none of these fools are going to take us to the end. They're going to all for themselves. Let's get them out. Like I said, the biggest piece of energy or biggest, you know, help that the newbies got was when Evil Dick left the house. Like, yeah. I would say it to the day I touched on blue in my face. That was the head being cut from the snake. That was it. Because I promise you, if Evil Dick was still in that house right now, because he would be still there, all the newbies would have been gone by now.
Yeah. But see, here's the thing. You got 4-on-4 or 6-on-2. I don't think that any of the newbies are going to make it to the final three.
Well,
I don't know either.
I don't think so. I think what we're going to have is the final four are going to be the veterans, and they're going to have to face off against themselves. And if I had to pick a winner, it's either going to be Rachel or it's going to be Jeff.
And one of my commenters on the website,
I think it'll be Jordan again.
I will be gobsmacked if it's Jordan again, because, I mean, like, to me personally, she got lucky during her season. She got lucky.
She did, because no one thought that she was a threat, and they let her skate by. And then when it got to the end, she was the most nice one, the lesser of all the evils, and they wanted her to have it because she hadn't hurt as many people's feelings or backstabbed as many people. But they're doing the same thing. And to me, the fact that there's four vets still there, well, really five, but the two couples of vets, is just amazing.
Yeah.
And they still have not been put up on the block. As we go to this week, you know, we were all thinking, okay, this is it for them. Brennan's going to, he kept saying, I'm going to win this competition. I'm going to win this HOH. He didn't. Danielle won.
And I died. Y'all should have seen me run around the house when it popped up on my iPod. I was like, thank you, Jada. Then I heard the nominations and I was like,
what the hell?
Exactly. I was like, what happened? And then Zap 2 and ran to the with their little article. Are the vets back together again? And I wanted to email Andrea, who writes those articles for that website, like, don't you start no crap. Don't you start no mess, because Hamster Soup said that Danielle only did that to put them up as pawns. Now, you got two people up there. And you can backdoor one of them. You can backdoor one of the four. Now, That's what I'm thinking. From what I was reading earlier today, I think that's what she's planning on doing. Don't they have the POV ceremony tonight?
Well, they've already had the competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, who do they put up? Because I'm...
Oh, she put up Shelly and Adam.
Oh, okay. Not surprised.
And Shelly lost her ever-loving mind, I heard. I heard she...
Oh, honey, Shelly's been kind of showing out. She's been crying up a storm. She kind of got into it a little bit with Kalia because she's talking to Danielle and saying, well, Kalia told me that y'all had the votes, and that's why I decided to vote against LaJuan. That's the only reason why.
Oh.
And so she's trying to backtrack. I don't know why, but she's trying to act like she's on their team. And the reason that she hangs with Jeff and Jordan is to get information. She tells the same stuff to Jeff and Jordan.
Yeah.
And she got caught in a lie.
Yeah.
But she's going overboard with it. She's like protesting. She's crying. I did not say that. Rachel now is like, Shelly got to go.
Well, not only that. I'm sorry, Sister K.
No, go ahead.
Last night, they nominated Shelly for being a haves not, and she's in 24-hour seclusion with a temporary bathroom and some bread. She's completely shut off from everybody else.
I think that was another.
That was the veto.
Yeah.
But she's out now, and she had a little phone call to her daughter. Mm-hmm. And I hope her daughter said, Mama, you need to, I don't know what you're doing. But you better.
Her daughter don't even know. That little baby only 7 or 8.
Oh, okay. I thought she was a little bit older than that. Okay, well, somebody should. Hood should get on the phone and say, look, baby, I'm going to tell you this right quick. You need to do something better than what you're doing because you effing up. Like, seriously, you effing up all across the board.
She's going to be the next one gone because she's clearly lost it.
I don't know, though. Can we discuss live feed stuff right quick?
Yes, please.
From what I've been reading, everybody can see the POV ceremony has not happened yet. Shelly is still a little bit of a basket case, but she's not, like, going crazy. She's talking to everybody, but she's just talking about her phone call and everything, though. But everybody is suspecting Adam to take himself off the block, of course. And so everybody's looking like the only logical choice to put up. Now, somebody said the only logical choice to put up is because they said Danielle made a pact with Brendan and Rachel to not let them go. And that Jeff and Jordan's not going to be touched. But only I was a person to put up because LaJuan's gone and Kalia and Dale think it's Steve, it's Portia. But everybody's talking like Brendan's about to be the one to go up. They're talking. Jeff and Jordan are talking like we need to get. Because that brings back what you were talking about earlier about one couple has to get the other couple for the other part.
Eventually, yes, they are.
And that's what Jeff and Jordan are thinking about now, because they're thinking that, okay, Brenda's back, but God, we got to get rid of one of them now.
And the reason they're saying that now is because they've got wind that Brendan and Rachel were throwing them under the bus when they went up to talk to Danielle. Because every time one of them does not win HOH, they go up to the HOH and they plead their case, and they were saying how they think that she should target Brendan and Jeff and Jordan instead of Brendan and Rachel because they would be a bigger threat and that they need to get back to their alliance that they had. And Danielle was thinking about it, but she said, well, I won't nominate you this week. Don't nominate me next week. Then Jeff and Jordan comes up and she tells them the same, she makes the same deal with them, but kind of lets it hit slide that they're throwing them under the bus. Which is smart because she's trying to, I think, if she's doing it on purpose, I'm not sure. But it's smart to kind of put some doubt into each of those two couples' minds so they'll go after each other.
Yeah.
And leave some of them alone because next week Danielle's not able to play in the HOH.
Exactly. Because, see, that's another thing that didn't make any sense to me with these couples, with Danielle, with Brinchel and JJ. I will be going after each other because, see, you're going to have to do that eventually. It's two against two, so it's not like you got one person to go after. Like, it's 2-on-1. No, you got to go after two people. And it's not guaranteed that one of y'all can get HOH next week. Because, like, one of you get HOH, it's not guaranteed that the other's going to get them. It just seemed like that would be my focus, is to get the other couple out. You can take out other, single players, because nobody's glued to the hip. To the hip, you got Brendan and Rachel who are engaged, and you have Jeff and Jordan, I don't know if they're engaged yet though, but still, they're lovers. You know what I'm saying? So they're not gonna go after each other. You got to go after the other. You know, it's kill or be killed, or as I say, evict or be evicted. You know what I'm saying? So
I think it's too soon for them to do that. The one thing I will say about the vets is that they are smart so far, and that they've stayed together and not taken that chance yet. Because they still, if they go each their separate ways, they do have a lot of people left in the house that could gang up on them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're better with their numbers if they stay together for now. But what I don't understand is why Danielle's even entertaining all that.
Well, I don't know.
She's doing the same thing that Kalia did. She's gotten bullied a little bit. And I don't know, because I haven't actually been watching the feeds as much this past couple of days. So I don't know what her ultimate motive is. I have heard a couple people say that they thought her ultimate motive was to backdoor Brendan and not allow him to play in the veto by not nominating him, and that if someone won, her or Kalia or someone else in her little side alliance won, they would use it, and then she could backdoor whoever she wanted to.
Oh. Well,
I just didn't get at first why she nominated Adam and Shelly, when there's so many bigger targets up there.
I guess we'll find it out tonight.
I guess so. Well, maybe not tonight, but by Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's true, because I keep forgetting that tonight's just a nomination and the HOH competition, so it's going to be like a really probably short episode in terms of like gameplay and everything.
Yeah.
But I don't know why she's entertaining that, but at the same time, I was thinking that maybe she just wanted to ease and like throw Brendan and Ray, like Brinchel and JJ off their game, you know, by putting them two up, and then like she's sitting there saying, "Okay, yeah, I got you," and then when they put them on pins and needles, basically till it gets to the POV ceremony, which is when she's gonna like throw the gauntlet down, because at that time it's gonna be no more, you know, they can campaign for votes and whatnot. But I don't think that the house is going to let Shelly go home. Because at that point, Shelly has not won any competition.
Mm-hmm.
She has not, if anything, she's just a snitch. And would you rather get rid of the snitch, or would you rather get rid of the one of the monsters in the house? You know what I'm saying? It's like the lesser two evils, basically. If she put up like Brendan, Rachel, Jordan, or Jeff, then that's going to be a serious blow to the four-headed monster that is the vets. And then that way, you know, it'll be there'll be one less imposing force in the house. Because I seriously think that Shelly is not going to go home this week. I would eat my words if that ends up being the case. That she does go home, but I seriously don't think that she's going to go home. Whoever they put up beside her. Now, unless Portia gets put up there, then that's a done deal. She's going home.
See, here, listening to you two talk, I'm formulating a theory. What if she's doing all this mess to set up Kalia?
You think she's going to send Kalia home?
I think that maybe that might be a possibility, the way that she's playing it right now, because Adam's got the POV. You're not going to send Shelly home. Portia really, you know, is just there, but Kalia's the one that had that horrible week and all that stuff go down. Could be veterans sticking with veterans. She's going to find some way to get Kalia out the house. It's what I would do.
I don't think I would do that yet. Because Kalia is the only one that actually does have her back, at least for right now.
Yeah, well, backstabbing's nothing new.
That's nothing. You're right about that. That could be. I guess, you know, when they do the veto ceremony tonight is when we'll really tell what direction she's going in.
This is true. This
when
is
we
true.
Find out who she puts up as a replacement.
Yeah, because that's what I'm looking forward to. I keep looking at the hamster suit.
The updates, yeah.
Yeah, trying to see how they had the POV ceremony. Yeah, I'm looking for the ceremony because everybody at this point in time are on pins and needles, and everybody's talking against each other, though. But if she puts up Kalia, I don't know how I feel about that. I would think they'll, like, again, it'll probably be too soon, because if she gets Kalia out the house, then she has no choice but to side with the vets, and she has to go by everything that they say because she has she'll have no other
numbers
on her side anymore.
And she's got to know, or she should be thinking the same way that the newbie should be thinking, in that there's no way you're going to come ahead of that other partner in the vets couples.
Exactly.
So maybe work with them to a point, but then backdoor when you can and get them out. The issue is that if she does put Brendan up, there's nothing to say that he'll go.
This is true.
Because all those stupid newbies are all voting with the vets.
That's another thing I realized. The only newbies that are left in the house tend to vote with the vets. Adam, yep. Portia, and Shelly. Kalia is pretty much the last newbie who's willing to vote against somebody to an extent. But even though, even her past voting includes her in that whole thing. So basically, the newbies will vote however the vets tell them to vote. Is what you're right, Sister K. That's basically all of them would vote however the vets would tell them to. Cassie, Keith, Dom.
There's only four newbies left.
Yeah, and all of them were the ones who voted with the newbies. It was with the vets.
Yeah, Shelly and Kalia.
They started the whole trend, so
they did, and. I don't know. The only bet she has, Danielle, is to try to get the two couples, that couples, against each other. Oh, and did you read this on the feeds? I just remembered. Rachel has been saying that she's told Brendan, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that Jeff's been making inappropriate comments to her.
Oh, missed that.
No.
Sexual comments, and that he got too close to the shower while she was showering and she felt uncomfortable. Telling this to Brendan.
Oh, I missed that.
Which I don't believe for a minute. Not that I think Jeff is the saint or nothing, but I don't believe that. But she's been telling this to Brendan. That cannot help Brendan's or their relationship with Jeff and Jordan. I don't know if it's gotten out or not. Also, I've read I think it was today, that Brendan has been and Rachel have been fighting a little bit, because I did watch some of the feeds the night that Brendan came back, and he was really kind of dismissive to her, in my opinion. She would be trying to hug him and tell him stuff, and he'd be kind of looking at someone else and asking someone else, Jeff or Jordan or somebody else, a question. And then he'd be like, well, what did you say then? Or did you tell him this? Or did you tell him that? And she's like, no, I just said this and I just said that. He's like, well, you need to calm down, and this is why we can't tell you things. And Jeff and Jordan were kind of laughing. This part was kind of funny on the feeds. They were laughing and telling Brendan how emotional she's been with him being gone, and kind of explaining all the times that they've had to talk her down from the edge, basically trying to get her to not walk out the door with him. And it was kind of funny, but he's just been not as lovey-dovey as I would think he would be being back in the house.
Maybe when he was out, he had a week to think about the whole thing, thinking, maybe I'm done.
Okay.
Oh, he is a turd.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
Question, when they have an outside lockdown, does that mean that they have to go outside or they can't go outside?
They can't go outside.
Okay.
I think. It depends on... Are they having a lockdown?
They just announced an outdoor lockdown.
Oh.
So that probably means they can't go outside while they're building whatever they're... Or an outside lockdown would be they all have to go outside and can't come in until the veto. It's time for the veto. You know how they show everybody outside when they talk about the veto, and then they go and grab... the person goes and grabs their veto necklace and walks out and says, it's time for the veto ceremony. That might be what it is.
Yeah, okay. That means that we probably going to have an answer probably during the dang broadcast tonight. Which for me comes on in 26 minutes. Does it come on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, that is right. We'll have to start watching that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested to see who goes up as a replacement nominee, and depending on who that person is, I'll have to figure out who I think is going to go.
Yeah, because that's the only way you can know. Because, see, Shelly's, we know that Shelly, by the time this podcast comes out, Shelly will be the nominee. She'll be one of the nominees, rather, and then she's a lock because Adam won POV. And Lord only knows what Danielle does. But if she does anything funny, if I don't see one of those vets up there, I'm going to be highly upset. And I'm going to probably lose a little bit of faith in her. And my, because I'm going to feel like she probably got tired and proved not only everybody else in the house, but her dad right, that she cannot win this game on her own. So.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Very good point. I thought she's been playing a pretty good game. She kind of lost it there with all the protesting against Dominic. When she knew that that wasn't going to happen, she should have let it go, but she didn't. And I felt like she had been doing good just kind of anticipating what was going to happen and who to target. But this past week, like you said, I've lost a little bit of faith in her. And you're right, depending on who she puts up, if she doesn't put up a vet, then she's crazy.
And she's had a pretty easy run. I mean, she had that pass where she couldn't get out for 4 weeks. This is her second time as HOH. She's had it pretty good in the house so far.
Yeah.
Yes, she has.
Yes, and so only okay. Now, can we discuss who we want to be HOH next week?
Go ahead.
I mean, I don't know. It just I don't care. Danielle can't get it, and I kind of feel like, oh, really? If Kalia got it again, and I'd be kind of upset if she did get it again, but because anybody else who gets HOH, they're going to be talked in the ear incessantly by whoever, one of the vets, you know, so. Or one of the vets might get it, and it could just be like a week. It's going to be like a whole blur. Because I might not watch most. I'm just going to just, like, watch the episode, write a half-ass review, and then put it up and just be like, I'll wait till next Thursday whenever somebody else gets it. Because I don't know. It's just going to be ridiculous whoever gets the HOH next.
So who do you want to get it? You never said a name.
I mean, Worst case scenario, one of the vets would get it. Best case scenario, I'm going to say Portia. I know that's a shock because I really didn't care nothing for her, but she seems like she has gotten to the point where she is tired of Rachel, and she's tired of Brendan, and now she's really trying to make her. She's trying to play the game now, but I don't know. It's kind of like, she's kind of like that little, you know, like when a pig or an animal has a litter of animals, or like a litter of kittens or puppies or cubs, and then it's always like the one little cub trying to get in and get a
start, like a runt.
Yeah, trying to get in. She's like the runt, and she's trying, mm-hmm. and so she doesn't know what she's trying to, like, fight her way in. And everybody's like pushing her way, like, go over there, Portia. But yeah. She gets it. I hope that she uses her brain for once. I don't know what happened during the first week, but she went from being like, okay, she seemed like she's going to be a firecracker, to just being like,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of them. So I don't know. That's why I'm going to say Portia or Adam. Why won't one of them get it?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see Adam get it, just because I want to see who he would nominate.
And now, you go ahead.
Not so much because I like Adam in particular, or I think it'll go one way. At this point, I really don't care if the vets or the newbies win, because they're all stupid. The newbies, if they win, it doesn't matter, because they'll just put up other newbies. They're just following what the vets do. So to me, it's all one-sided no matter who wins, because everyone is kowtowing to the vets.
Yeah.
And because of that, I kind of want the vets to be the last one standing, because I don't know how they've done it, but they've been able to talk their way into skating by all this time.
If that happens.
And but I would like to see what Adam's brain is. He's kind of like Portia and Kalia in the fact that they kind of have gone back and forth with whoever goes with the, you know, whoever had the mm-hmm. power. And they've never had to really stick their neck out and decide who they are really targeting or who they're up against. And I kind of want to see that. I kind of want to see what his mind, where his mind is at with who he nominates.
I'm agreeing with Sister K. I would like to see Adam as HOH because I want to know what's in his head. I want to know if he's got the guts to put up a veteran or if he's going to sacrifice the newbies because he's such a fan of Big Brother. We really haven't seen that much out of him. I would be very curious to see if he does put up a veteran, who it would be, because, correct me if I'm wrong, we haven't had a male HOH this season.
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't.
And that'd be very interesting to see what happens if you've got a guy in charge.
Yes, who's not crying all the damn time or mm-hmm. worried about who care, who likes him or not.
Right.
That's good call, Lori. I swear to God, I didn't pay attention to that. That's true. They haven't had a male HOH this season. They usually always be the ones to win first go around, but
mm-hmm.
I want to see Adam get it because I want to just see how well he knows how to play the game once he has some power in his hands. He's this self-proclaimed walking encyclopedia of Big Brother. I want to see him use some of that so-called knowledge that he has and apply it to the gameplay for once. I want to see him play. He hasn't played anything. I want to see him play. And I want to be able to see how well his gameplay is once that he's in the driving seat. And if he can't do it, then he won't make it to clear.
And here's a quick theory. Suppose Adam does get HOH. If I was Adam, what would be the one thing that you would do that would share the confidence of the veterans? Put up one of each of the two couples.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be a smart thing to do because that would rattle them the entire week.
That's what I think. Yes, because they'd have to campaign against the other, and then if one of them takes himself off, you put the other one up.
Exactly. Just like that.
And then you can see from the rest of the people who are voting who they decide to take.
Exactly.
You know, who they decide to let go.
Mm-hmm.
I wish Danielle was stuck with her original plan the first time she was HOH and did that. I mean, she did it, but I remember my friend told me that when she was watching the live feeds, Danielle said that she was going to put up Brendan and Jeff, and then she was going to tell them during the ceremony, you guys best figure out. Hold on, how she say it? If one of you do end up winning the veto, then you might need to think about who you want to go up because I'm putting up one of your girlfriends in place of you. So
yep, there you go.
And that's what I was thinking like she was going to do because she was so hardcore back then. But now it's like she's getting scared. And I think I want to say I blame her. I guess she realized that I think Danielle got to the point she realized the newbies are not trying to play the game. Well, why am I trying to be a martyr?
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I think she said, look, we're down to four newbies. They're all voting with what the damn vets want to vote for. I might as well just rejoin the vets. And maybe that's what her thought process is. I don't know. I haven't seen the feeds enough to know. Somebody could hopefully write in and let us know because I have not. That might be exactly what she's thinking.
Because she did say in the, when that thing came in that she won HOH, the thing with the little alert, it said that she's putting up Shelly and Adam as pawns. And so I was like, okay, that's too many newbies as pawns. You need to put like one. I'd put a one vet and then one newbie as a pawn. I'm not one vet and one newbie initially. Then if one of them won eight. No, I'll take that bet because if 9 out of 10, the vet would probably won POV, which means she'd probably have to put up another vet in place. Yeah, she needs to do two vets at a time. Like I wish she did two vets because they, like we all said, they're gonna have to get to the final five or six and realize that, okay, there's still this many vets and it's this many us.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get rid of them. We need to do something because I don't want them to get down. I mean, I understand, right, like the final four will be like all four vets, but I'm serious. I will probably stop watching during that final week because that's when I would probably say I will stop watching. You know, I'll stop watching the final four if they all make it to the final four because this a vet will win. You know what I'm saying? And somebody else brought up on my blog, well, not my blog, but the blog, that basically they think that CBS is gunning for Rachel and Brendan to win so they can promote their wedding, like have a wedding special based on them or something like that, which would just...
Nobody want to see that shit.
Exactly.
Nobody want to see that that shit. If anyone watches the feeds or reads the updates, they have the worst relationship ever.
Yeah.
Ever. And they deserve each other's craziness. No. Nobody want to see that shit. I mean, I don't like Jeff. I do like Jordan. I don't really like Jeff either, because he kind of browbeats, in my opinion, Jordan as well.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to see their wedding either.
Yeah, because it's a sham.
So, I mean, nobody want to see that crap. What are they talking about?
Yes, but they were like saying that that's what they wanted to see. They were saying that they...
And the worst thing about Brendan coming back in the house and that many votes, and they said over 1 million votes for him to stay, is that now they think America loves them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
Loves them. And really, I really think it's the only reason they got voted back, if you can believe the count, is because America was sick of stupid-ass Kalia and stupid-ass Danielle changing up what they wanted to do, and said, oh, shit, well, let's change this shit up on them two fools and get Brendan back and see how they like what they decided to do by putting LaJuan up. Yeah. That's what I think happened.
Yeah.
Huh. If you can believe that part.
That's interesting. I just think that CBS is trying to build up the brand of Rachel and Brendan and possibly really making them, you know, reality stars. I mean, because what else would you do with them? I mean, Jordan and Jeff are okay, but these two are very controversial, and I can see them developing them into a brand.
Ugh. Blah.
That's somebody else said, like, Andrea Reer from Reeser from Zap 2 said the same thing. She said, like we always, like me, you guys said in the last episode that Big Brother is trying to, like, CBS is trying to turn, like, the Brinchel thing into, like, they're trying to turn Big Brother into the Brinchel show, which is kind of like the Boston Rob show. And she said that she hopes they don't, that's not the route they're trying to go, so... I'm with her. I don't want to see the Brinchel show. No, I'm tired either. Of seeing the Brinchel show.
Me too. They nasty. I don't want to see it.
Oh, God.
Don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Well, I totally forgot about checking our email and stuff the last time we had a podcast, and I just wanted to give a little quick shout-out to Charlene, Shahida, and Frank for wishing us well on the podcast and waiting for the next episode. Yeah. I got busy, and we just couldn't find time to record, but we're back now, and thank you so much for all of your feedback. They've been liking the show so far. They missed Sister J, of course, but liking our new guest host this season.
Oh, okay. I feel loved.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, I thank y'all for coming on this week. We had a lot to talk about, and a lot of... We were not shy in our opinions.
Nah, nope. Not with this show.
Nope.
Not with this show.
Not with this show. And you should, I mean, people keep wondering, like, I was looking for both you and Lori on Twitter that night, and Lori was nowhere to be found, but I found you, Sister K, because all of us were just like, blacking
what
out.
What the hell in the hell happened?
I went to sleep. That was my reason.
So, you know, I'm just through. They either put the same old stereotypical black people on the show or dumbass black people.
Yeah.
And that's what they did this season. Two dummies.
Yep.
Three. Yeah, I remember Keith.
Three. Actually, you are so right. Three. We don't forgot the original dumbass, Keith.
Brother didn't even stand a chance, did he?
No. And he was still doing all that. During that... Thursday's episode.
Yes, it was like...
He can't even talk. He can't... He's so busy flapping his lips, he can't even talk right.
I was like, dude, you were sequestered for, like, how many weeks and you still haven't calmed down? You were just so excited.
He was.
Maybe.
I think he was excited to see some people.
He probably decided to see some, you know, what...
Girls.
Exactly. Exactly. He was all catching too real hard. Like, yeah.
I have never seen a more horny ass man at that age.
He's sad.
Crazy.
But did y'all catch Cassie and Keith's face when they told him that they weren't nowhere near the they looked like they feelings were just hurt. And I was like, y'all, just go home. Just go home and read everything, and I love y'all, but go home and read everything and just see you know, just go home and read what we've been saying about you. And then you'll sit there and realize why you didn't get that many votes. Somebody said they didn't get any votes at all. Of course, if you look at the poll numbers and everything, they said that Cassie and Keith pretty much didn't get any votes at all. And I know I voted for Cassie. I only voted once, and I voted for Cassie.
Now, I wouldn't have minded seeing her go back.
Yeah.
Because that would have been good. That would have been a good battle.
That would have gave Rachel would have pulled out her hair. And then they would have had another person, an actual newbie, who would be like, look, we're down.
Let's get this shit back together now.
Yeah. It's 3 to what? It would have been 3 to what? 9? No, it's 3 to however many
new. Yeah, it would have been 3 to 5.
3 to 5, yeah.
They could have went in there and just dominated. And, you know, they could have kept another vet. They could have kept another vet. They don't have to get rid of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Keep one, you know, and let the rest of them go. Just, you know, try to take back the game because that was supposed to have been their season. And they sat there and gave it to the vets. And so you can say this pretty much was an all-star season if you look at it, when you look at the, you know, everything. But how much you want to bet they're going to have an all-star season next year?
I hope not. This is an all-star season now.
But you know, I came to the conclusion as well, and I also think that they're going to probably turn around and try to do another all-star season next year because this was rumored to be an all-star season this year.
Lord.
You know,
I might have to go the route of Sister J and say I'm out if that happens.
Did she leave?
She's not watching it. She said she refuses to podcast on it. She's not watching it.
Wow.
Well, actually, she said she refuses to watch it, and she's not going to, you know, obviously can't podcast on it. We still do our True Blood podcast, but she's not watching Big Brother at all.
Wow. Well, CBS, yep. You lost a viewer.
You lost a viewer. And I have to say, she was correct in her original assessment of the black people on the show. Yeah. I held out hope, but that was a pipe dream. Obviously,
it just you watch it and you're going, really, seriously, really,
seriously. Yeah.
Now I'm gonna have to go feast me a drink to sit here and get through the night. even though I know what's already gonna happen, I still have to fix me a drink so I can make sure it's like okay, you're not freak out. Because I know what's gonna happen. Just I guess somebody's gonna say something gonna make me mad. And I'm like, okay, let me just take a sip right quick.
Well, I thank you both for coming on for another week. It's been fun, as always, talking with you about Big Brother. The ups and downs. I mean, at least we're entertained. Maybe not the way we want to be, but it's been exciting.
It's entertaining, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Right.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh,
yeah.
Me as
well. Thank you for having me and just, you know, recognize me to have me on.
Of course.
It's an honor. I'm serious. It's a real honor that y'all thought about me, you know, so to be on the show.
Well, I'm glad you came back for a second time, and we'll have to have you on again.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. If my blood pressure hasn't risen again.
Well, thank you. I guess that's it for now. We'll sign off. I'm Sister K.
I'm Lori.
And I'm Mark.
And we'll see you next time.